You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Scott Anderson, 97 on a ticket. Happy Tuesday, everybody. It is game week in college football. I'm just thinking about, you know, so you go to bed tonight, wake up Wednesday, and then Wednesday will be the last day before there will be like a bunch of college football games on Thursday night. And I'm excited. I think that Nebraska-Cincinnati game, they're playing in Kansas City at Arrowhead, could be a pretty damn entertaining game. I have an old a baseball player that I coached years ago who is now starting at guard for UCF. Now, go figure. He was a big first baseman, and he was always one of the bigger kids, and then he went to Jackson Lumen Christie and was great there in Central Michigan, and now he's playing for Scott Frost at UCF, and they play Thursday night. Keegan Smith. Go Big 77.
Good luck.
Did anybody you ever coach make it in any, when you coached baseball?
Oh, no. No? No, not that I recall. There were only a couple kids on that team that were better than average. I would say way better than average. But neither of them went on to do, I don't think either. I know one of them didn't for sure. Yeah. It's my best friend's brother. But the other one, I don't think, even went on to high school to do anything in high school.
Gotcha.
With that.
Well, Thursday night, I'll be locked in. Can't wait for that first real, more interesting night of college football. Certainly more interesting than week zero. Week zero is the starving man offered a saltine cracker. I'll take it. But Thursday's a little bit more appetizing.
When I moved to my new house 13 years ago or whatever, the kid who initially was had offered to mow my lawn, I'm like, oh, sure, sounds great. He ended up playing at Northwestern. He was an offensive lineman at Northwestern. Didn't play a ton. Hey, Big kid. And he's made something for himself since then.
I bet. You get that Northwestern degree?
Yeah.
Look out. Okay. So the big news in Ann Arbor yesterday was that Bryce Underwood was officially named the starting quarterback. That started to leak out. I think the team got told Sunday. Started to leak out. Some reporters had it. And by the time Sherrill Moore made it official at his news conference at the 11 o'clock hour yesterday morning, it felt like everybody was reporting that he would be named the starter. And it sounds like they're willing to let him grow in that position, as in there's not going to be a quick hook. They're going to allow him to make mistakes. How did he earn this job, according to Coach Moore? He really started to separate himself at a scrimmage a couple weeks ago where he made a few throws and he started looking at Chip Lindsey, and the new offensive coordinator started looking back at him and saying, well, this could be our guy. I guess they were over in the big house when it happened. And it doesn't mean mistakes aren't going to be made. They are going to be made. But as Sherrill Moore said, and this is what's really going to be telling, because with freshmen, they will make mistakes. There's just no avoiding it. How many times do you make those mistakes? He said in practice, he doesn't make the same mistake twice. But I'll never forget hearing a story about a quarterback at Michigan who They knew this blitz was coming. There was an opponent that when they walked an outside linebacker up, outside on the hit to hit the quarterback's left, it was always a dummy, like he was not really going to blitz, and that the blitz was coming from the right. So outside linebacker walks up, gets on the hip of the defensive end. That means the blitz is coming from the right. And you shift your protections to the right. They did it in practice during the week 10 times. 10 times. Every time the quarterback saw it, shifted the protections to the right. They get in the game. Outside linebacker walks up outside the hip of the edge rusher to the quarterback's left. His quarterback looked directly at him. Didn't shift the protections right after getting it right in practice every time, clapped his hands, took the snap, and got blown up by the blitzing linebacker. And it's an example of how practice is one thing, games are another. And, you know, with Bryce Underwood, does he make the same mistake twice? They say he doesn't in practice. Does it translate to the games? Because he's going to make a bunch of mistakes for a first time.
Yeah. I mean, he literally just turned 18, right?
Yep.
Like a couple days ago. So he's got a ton of talent, but he doesn't have experience. He's got experience in high school, for sure. Great experience in high school. But it's a totally different scenario. Stepping onto the field in front of over 100,000 people, looking across, you know, your own line that is going to be 6'4", 310 pounds across the board. Mm-hmm. On the other side of that is a defensive line that's going to be, you know, 6'2" and 290 pounds across the board. It's a totally different game. Everybody runs a 4.4 40 or a 4.5 40. So it's
what I can
the
hurt
speed
you
of the game is amazing.
When you go to tuck and run, in your previous football life,
mm-hmm.
you could tuck the ball and outrun almost everybody. That's not the case anymore. So where you really see it is young quarterbacks take unnecessary hits. Like, you should probably have stepped out of bounds. You thought you could turn the corner and get that extra five yards, but you should probably step out of bounds. That's where it could come back to haunt you. And, you know, I know Mike brought up yesterday in a crosstalk, what are realistic expectations?
Mm-hmm.
I tend to fall into the category of everybody just chill if he's not an All-American right away. Okay, everybody just chill. In fact, if he's not an All-American his freshman year. J.J. McCarthy as a freshman completed 58% of his passes in limited duty. D.J. Lagway last year, who was a top quarterback coming out, eventually got playing time at Florida, threw 12 touchdowns but nine interceptions. Arch Manning has basically been sitting for 2 years and growing and seasoning. Cade Klubnik was a top-ranked quarterback. Yeah, he was a top-ranked quarterback a couple of years.
Clubber.
Yeah, he threw 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions his freshman year in limited duty. I mean, that the example of how it can work out is Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, but that's a unicorn.
Not only is he a unicorn, he had NFL talent all around him. And that was a loaded Clemson team. Kelly Bryant was the starter at the beginning of that year back in 2018, 2019, whatever it was.
He was good, too.
And it was 5 games in before Trevor Lawrence took over. I will say this about Bryce Underwood and why I think there should be some grace and latitude provided for a freshman quarterback is there's still some questions about the offensive line. They have the transfer wide receiver in Donovan McCauley, who is expected to be wide receiver 1. But as much as the quarterback position got attention last year in Ann Arbor, the wide receivers didn't exactly help the quarterback play out. They weren't guys running wide open, and when there was a contested catch, when it was a ball that was catchable, but it was going to get contested, they didn't make a lot of those catches.
No, which is why I think that people should, you know, be very patient with Bryce Underwood, because I don't think he's got the cast behind him or in front of him, as the case may be, that is requisite of just hitting the ground running. He's going to hit some stumbles. He's mm-hmm. going to have obstacles, and he's incredibly talented. At some point, things are going to click well enough for him that he'll make the most out of it. In the meantime, you got to find somebody to step up in the receiver core. Hopefully, you know, for Michigan's sake, they have a running game that helps. You know, I always say tight end is quarterback's best friend. If you can find and Michigan has done a really good job of securing really good tight ends over the last, whatever, 8-10 years. So he's got a chance to survive for a while until things slow down enough for him where he can take off. But again, it's the wide receiver room that's going to have to step up, because Michigan hasn't had the wide receivers over the years that they used to. They used to have guys all the time, and now it's been a serious drought for them.
Yeah, they really love McCauley, and they really love Andrew Marsh, who is a freshman coming in this year that Sharon said will be on kick return. And my guess is he's going to get integrated into the rotation of wide receivers the year goes on. The Browder kid is 6'5". He's a big target. The Washington kid is a track guy. He can really fly. But this is probably going to be the least talented offense, least proven offense that Bryce Underwood will play around. Like, the recruiting is so good. The guys that they will lose this year are El Hadi, the guard, Crippen, the center, McCauley, and Max Bredesen, the fullback tight end. Everybody else has eligibility left. Incoming freshmen, next year's class. I think you're looking at much more talented offenses moving forward that he's going to have to work with. He can't try and do too much. The one thing that I would program my quarterback, actually, I'll tell you what it is. I program Bryce Underwood. We'll get to that today at 11:20. We'll talk about expectations for the Spartans. Jonathan Smith, year two, and their game against Western on Friday. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Make Builders First Source your destination for professional window and exterior door installations. You can add value and beauty to your home with trusted brands like Anderson, Pella, Therma-Tru, and more. And then you can have your new windows and doors installed properly the first time with their expert Builders First Source installation team. Done right with quality products and services. You can visit one of their locations in Clinton Township or Shelby Township or online at buildersfirstsource.com. That's buildersfirstsource.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Talking college football here on 97.1 The Ticket. Here's an interesting college football trivia question. Scott, when's the last year a team from Florida went to the college football playoff?
CFP. Well, Florida State won the national championship with Jameis Winston, but that was not the CFP.
No.
That was the BCS. And they should have been playing Michigan State in that game.
The CFP came into effect after the 2014 season.
Yeah, and Florida State should have made it a couple of years ago, but because of the injury to the quarterback, the committee said no. And they would have gotten killed, but they deserve to be there. So no Florida State. I'm pretty sure Miami hasn't been there. Florida. I'm pretty sure Florida hasn't been there. I'm going to say never.
The first year of the college football playoff, Florida State made it, played in the Rose Bowl against Oregon and lost 59-20. That is the last time a team from the state of Florida has qualified.
So was Oregon and Alabama for the championship that year?
That was Oregon and Ohio State.
I thought Michigan State was one of the first teams in the college
Michigan State was the second year.
Second year, okay.
Yeah. And Ohio State beat Oregon 42-20 in that game. Okay, so we're before the break, and I just made a comment about Bryce Underwood. And look, they're not don't need my coaching advice from me. But if I were Chip Lindsey, the new offensive coordinator, who said that of Bryce, he's literally one of the first in, last out kind of kids. He's a football junkie. He's in the building early, can't watch enough tape, stays late, etc. But I would program him that you have a defense that can win you any game. You have a defense that should be that good. And that years ago, I was interviewing Mike DeBoard, who was Michigan's offensive coordinator in another radio life. And he made a comment that fans freaked out about. He said, you know, punt is not a bad play. And people lost it. How can an offensive coordinator say that punt is not a bad play? Well, it depends a lot on your team. If you are not turning it over and you have a great defense, it's not like you always want to punt, but throwing it away on third down, taking a sack on third down, you know, checking down when everybody's covered on third and forever, because you're either throwing the ball into trouble or trying to give a player a chance to make a play and he doesn't. I would program the quarterback that the defense can win you games. Always know that. You don't have to force the football. Now, maybe late in the game it's different, but
yeah, different circumstances. But yeah, there's something to be said for being able to flip the field. It's great.
Yep. As far as I said, you know, I'm trying to keep expectations in line with reality. If you look at what quarterbacks have done their freshman year, how difficult it is. And if you look at like a Trevor Lawrence, I'm going to have to go back and look at his weapons. I know they had the Ross kid was with him. Trevor Etienne was with him. They were a loaded offensive team when Trevor Lawrence, they went 15-0.
They have Sammy Watkins on that team.
They might have. They went 15-0. They won the national championship. On offense, they had Hunter Renfrew, a wide receiver. Amari Rodgers played the NFL wide receiver. T. Higgins, who went to the NFL wide receiver. Justin Ross went to the NFL wide receiver. Cornell Powell. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They have 6 wide receivers that played in the NFL, some more than others. In the backfield, they had Trevor Etienne. I mean, they were loaded at the skill positions. Defensively, that was Christian Watkins was on that team.
But anyway, their defensive line was great.
So, Kang, you know, is there any keeping expectations or in check at all, or am I just fighting a completely uphill battle?
Be yourself, man. You do you, man. Be you, Doug Karsh.
Yeah.
I would think that the expectations, I mean, you have to start with, I think you start up top and you build your way down. Like, what are the expectations realistically for a win total this year? You know, is it 8? Is it 9?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think what people want is to keep being in the playoff year after year after year. But because you've got a true freshman quarterback and you're rebuilding an offensive line and trying to rebuild some other areas, I think you start to back off maybe that double digit win total and you come down. Okay. So let's say you settle in around 8. Well, you're certainly playing in a bowl game at that point. So what does it mean for the quarterback himself? You want him to take care of the football as best he can. Maybe he's not going to have 30 touchdowns or 25 touchdowns his freshman year. I mean, 20 touchdowns would be a lot. I think. I think Aiden Childs had 16 last year with Michigan State. So if he gets 20, that's a big goal to hit. But if it's 20, which actually isn't a ton on the season, but a good goal for a freshman.
Yeah.
If you couple that with, you know, less than 10 interceptions, I think you're on a pretty good track.
Well, Dylan Raiola last year, right? Huge quarterback recruit at Nebraska, and he started and he threw 13 touchdowns, 11 picks. These are typical of extremely talented freshmen. And so, you know, as Kang said, I'll do me, but and everybody's going to have their own feelings of what to expect. I expect there to be a share of struggles because that's typically what happens, even with a lot of quarterbacks who go on to have great careers.
I guess for me, an expectation would be the last five games, you look way better than you did your first five games.
Yeah.
And that's what you want, just growing in the right direction. You know, stats are just that. They're numbers, and really it all depends on who you're playing and when you're playing them and how healthy the teams are and all that. But, you know, all things kind of being equal, you want to see growth in the right direction. And I think the Raiola comparison's interesting. Mm-hmm. I feel like when he came in there, automatically he was expected to be Patrick Mahomes. He looked like Patrick Mahomes, and people were saying he's Patrick Mahomes, and he wanted to play like Patrick Mahomes. He's pushing the ball downfield, and then the turnover started to mount.
Yep.
Don't put that kind of pressure on yourself. You've got running backs at Michigan that are pretty good. If the offensive line can get it together, the running game and your tight end should keep you in most games, if not well ahead in most games.
Fans, what are your expectations? 248-539-9797. Like, when do you expect him to start looking like a really elite quarterback? Because I don't really expect it this first year. But for Bryce, all that matters is Ohio State go 6-6, improve and beat Ohio State. That's from Newton Westland. Steve in Madison Heights says, I would like to see college and pro football have like they do for balls and strikes. You fast the pass. What? Oh, they want to see how fast the pass was. You want to see how hard they throw it? Okay, it's hard to read, Steve, but I think that's what you're getting at. You'd like to see pitch speed for quarterbacks. Interesting. All right, Michigan State, on the other hand, what are expectations in year two for Jonathan Smith. Jonathan Smith between year one.
I hope
one
he's not anywhere near East Lansing is what I hope.
Jonathan Smith, first year at Oregon State, they went 2-10. Second year, they won five games. They improved by three games. Michigan State last year, they won five games. Can they improve by three games and be 8-4? Can they do that again?
I think Michigan State fans would be very happy if that's the case. It's still like they're still retooling with what this roster is. Obviously, they've made additions the last couple of years with the transfer portal like all teams do, and they're having to rely on it. But for Michigan State to take any step forwards, it's got to start with the quarterback in Aiden Childs. He has got to be better with the football than he was last year. I love that he takes chances downfield. He likes to throw it downfield, which is fun. But sometimes, like you said, a punt is okay. A punt's not a bad play sometimes. So watching him take better care of the football, a higher completion percentage than what he did. I think he was 58% last year. That's not good enough. I think it was 13 interceptions. That's not good enough. But he puts a lot of pressure on himself, and he knows what he's got to do. The one thing he's got is a pretty good core of wide receivers. Nick Marsh, the sophomore, is outstanding. And a couple of the transfers they have coming in, and they've got four transfer wide receivers, but a couple of them are really highly touted. Omari Kelly and Krishan McCray are both guys that had really big years last year for the respective teams.
Mari Kelly was at Middle Tennessee. Krishan McCray was at Kent State.
And they both had over, I think it was 750 and 850 yards receiving.
Kelly that started at Auburn? One of those two was an Auburn.
I think it was Kelly.
Okay.
I think he was the one that was there first. But they've got a good receiving, wide receiver room, which is good. There's some unknown with the running backs. They've got a transfer in Tau Tolliver. But Tullis is back. They like Chase Clarizzo, who's the true freshman, local kid. They like him a lot. We'll see what emerges there at running back. But the offensive line is kind of where they feel like they've made a big improvement, that they've taken a big step forward. They've got real depth there. They like as many as eight guys on the offensive line through a rotation that they feel very confident with. The center, Matt Galban, he's a transfer from Wake Forest, I believe. He's very highly regarded. So They should be better at the offensive line. And as you know how I feel, if you're better at the offensive line, you can do so many different things. And running the football is going to be key. But they're using those receivers. That could be a lot of fun to watch Michigan State's offense this year.
You touched on something that I think is basically the backbone of what Michigan State needs to have. The area of growth that needs to have happen, and we'll get to that coming up. Next, it's Carson Anderson. We got open lines. Wolverine fans, what are your expectations for Bryce? What is realistic? You know, at what point, how long do you give him before you go, okay, this is, you know, this is when I think he's really going to blossom? Because, you know, realistically, it's going to be very hard to do right out of the gate. Very talented, but short on experience. And we ran down some of the freshmen and what they have done. Some really guys went on to have really good careers, but what they did early and the struggles that came with. Also, Michigan State fans, year one to year two, it was a three-win jump at Oregon State for Jonathan Smith. Could it be a three-win jump? And would you take the 8-4 for them here in year two? 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, you've heard me talk about it. FanDuel Futures Day. It is today. So today is the day where you can log on and go find all the deals that they have. And there's an opt-in at the top of the page. You got to opt in. And once you've opted in, you can look at some of those futures you've been eyeing and see which ones have moved. It's a good day for your the dark horses, rather, the parlays, your Super Bowl champ, your national champion, your MVP. Take a look, because some of these lines have moved. 24 hours of deals on your football season predictions. So today's the day, your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and more. Visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bets now, because Futures Day is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game. Must be 21 years or older and present in Michigan. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. We talk a lot about the trenches when we talk football. Last year, it felt like Michigan State, we're talking Wolverines and Spartans here, and realistic expectations, would go through stretches where they play some games where they just couldn't sack the quarterback. They couldn't get to the opposing quarterback. And the offensive line had its share of struggles. You talked about the offensive line. What about the defensive line, Scott? Are you feeling better about that group?
Yeah, and they got a couple of transfers they brought in again. You got a defensive tackle and Grady Kelly, David Santiago also. Grady Kelly came from Colorado State and Florida State. In his career, he's got 9 tackles for loss. Decent-sized kid, 6'2", 300. They like their defensive tackles. Alex Van Sumeren's the other one, who is another big kid, 6'3", 300, and he is powerful as all get out. So they like the defensive tackle group. Can the defensive ends do enough and get some pressure on the quarterbacks? Because, okay, if you feel good about stuff in the run game, fine, but the problem was Michigan State wasn't able to get to the quarterback at all, and it put all the pressure on the defensive backs, and they had so much attrition in the defensive backfield, and they have over the last couple of years. They need to find some kind of stability there. But it's going to start with getting a pass rush. Jalen Thompson is back, the junior from Detroit, I believe. And he showed a lot of potential as a freshman, didn't play as much last year. Quindarius Dunnigan is one of the captains on this team. They're expecting bigger things from him. So we'll see if they can get there. Jordan Hall, the linebacker, is another guy that you're going to lean on a lot. He's middle linebacker, and middle linebackers in Michigan State are supposed to clean everything up, and we'll see how well he does. And they've got some experience now in the secondary as well. Malik Spencer, the free safety, is probably the best of the group there. So I like what they've got, but the big unknown is, can you get a pass rush? Because if you can't, then that's going to be a big trouble for Michigan State.
Okay, so talking about their offense here real quick, you know, you mentioned the wide receivers. The tight end is a talented tight end. A quarterback's talented just as long as he doesn't turn the ball over, which has been this challenge. Hard to get a passing game going if you can't run the ball, if there's no threat of the run. Can the O-line run block? And there's not a lot of experience in the backfield. The one kid that they brought in from Sacramento State has carried the ball a bunch. Everybody else behind him really hasn't. So that is a huge thing for Michigan State, is try and find a way to run the ball.
Yeah, and everybody wants to see the hotshot freshman, whatever, whoever that's going to be. This year, it's Jace Clarizzo, and he was highly recruited Michigan State was able to hang on to him. I don't know how much he's going to play right out of the gate, but I expect that a lot of running backs are going to get a look, because I don't know if they feel like they've got that absolute front-running guy. And they've got different kinds of guys. They got guys that have speed, and they got guys that are kind of bowling balls out there. So we'll see how they're able to run the football. I don't know if they're going to be able to. They don't have the guy, like the home run hitter, like Nate Carter was. And Nate Carter showed flashes at times in the beginning of the seasons in particular, where he'd get off to great starts and over 2 years there, but then kind of flamed out towards the end when all the injuries would mount on the offensive line. They got to stay healthy, like every team has to stay healthy.
248-539-9797. Let's go to D in Detroit. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, D.
Man, what's really going on, DK Gator Kane? Hold on, bro. Before I get to my point, you remember back in the day, this great city, this great state, all four of our sports teams went through a playoff drought. Had us all frustrated. Like, damn, what the hell going on? Mm-hmm. Nah, the Lions back-to-back playoff appearances. The Tigers, back-to-back playoff appearances.
Oh, maybe.
The Pistons look like they're going to have back-to-back playoff appearances. Everybody put the Red Wings. I'm just saying, bro, this is incredible.
It's good. Things are good right now.
We're getting spoiled, DK, and yep. I love it.
Yep.
Hey, I don't mean to switch the topic, bro, but I'm up here having another heated conversation with my coworkers about the Pistons. Yes, Gator. Heated, bro. Check this out. You would be a fool not to want Malik Beasley back. I got one clown in here talking about some, oh, man, he can't pay his barber. He can't pay his dentist. I don't want him on the team. What the hell does that got to do with winning games, bro? He shoots the three at a high rate, bro. Think about this. Him and Duncan Robinson together on the court with K dropping dimes. K to lead the league in assists. If Malik Beasley come back, him and Duncan Robinson, I'm telling you. But I got people up here talking some role. We don't need him back. He's a problem maker. He's a troublemaker, bro. He's not a troublemaker. He has a problem with managing his money, like some of us do. So don't act like he's the only one who can't manage his money.
Well, D,
but bro,
I would just say I'm monitoring this situation. The lawyer came out and said something last week, right?
Yes.
I haven't heard much else. I know their team's still inquiring. I'm just kind of watching this one, wondering what's up.
Something fishy.
You don't think he's in the clear?
I don't know. I felt like we would have heard more, seen more movement if he was. But if I were a team, I'd be doing my due diligence. Yes, on Malik Beasley.
This hiccup has definitely cost him money. The question is, how much money is it going to cost him? And do the Pistons really want to, after the Pistons adjusted, because they went out and they already got some guys, do they want to go and add another one to the mix, like Malik Beasley, who can clearly shoot, but there's some perceived baggage there.
Okay, but first, just one quick question. Are we a much better team with him on our roster?
Yeah, I would like to have that roster. Can't have enough shooters.
If they can afford, and they can afford them. Yep. They've got what $20 million in cap space or whatever. They can absolutely afford.
We went out through a list of guys who are on expiring contracts this year. There could be better use of the money come the trade deadline. If they're turning out to be competitive again, they'll be one of the teams with cap space that could take on a big salary. Feedback coming in regarding the Wolverines and the Spartans. Heck yeah, I would take a 3-win jump. My expectation are 7 wins at best, cherry bowl at worst. That's from Dan and Novi. Spartan fan writing in, if they do not make a bowl game and the quarterback does not show a huge step forward, I want Smith and the quarterback both gone. You don't get a long time in modern college football. 2 years should be enough to at least make a bowl game and show you're a competent quarterback. Here's the thing you got to keep in mind. In this day and age of college athletics, buyouts with coaches' contracts are a big deal because money equals players. And I think you're going to see coaches get a little bit more leeway. You're right. You should be able to turn around quicker in the day and age of the portal. You should be able to. You don't get 5 years. Oh, you got a 5-year plan. You don't get that anymore. But contracts and what buyouts might be can save coaches because they don't want to spend money when they can spend that money on players.
But he's not Brian Kelly. So it's not like the buyout would be massive. Like,
yeah, I don't know what it is.
For other coaches. But, and the other thing is with a new athletic director on board, I imagine he's going to sit back and watch this thing play out because I'm sure he's got his own ideas. Hey, you know, sure. I am the athletic director. If I wanted to change things up, I'm well within my right to change things up. And it's kind of how things work. So I wouldn't be surprised if Michigan State had a down year that there'd be a change. I don't expect it to be down. I think that they'll take a step forward. The question is, how big of a step forward are they going to take? They can take several steps forward, or is it going to be baby steps, incremental steps? And it's up to Jonathan Smith to get this team to play well, and it's up to Aiden Childs to get this offense to go, because it means a lot to Aiden Childs.
I'm a lifelong Spartan fan. I just don't see it with Childs. He's way too inconsistent, way too loose with the ball. I have zero expectation for him. Hopefully he proves me wrong.
It's 1 year.
Joe in St. Clair Shores says, the last true freshman to start a quarterback at Michigan, Chad Henne, threw 25 touchdowns and 12 interceptions his freshman year. That's what I want to see.
Wow.
Well,
did he have some guys to throw to?
He had Braylon Edwards, Steve Breston, and Jason Avant all as veterans. He had Mike Hart in the backfield. Now, I like Michigan's running backs a ton. Jordan Marshall and Justice Haynes, and we'll see who the third back is. There's a lot to like there. The offensive line should be better, and Jordan Marshall went for over 100 against Bama in the bowl game behind an offensive line that is probably worse than this year's offensive line. So there could be reason that he could run the football. And he had a lot to work with his freshman year at the wide receiver spot. And that's one of our talking points, Joe in St. Clair Shores with Jason Avant in the pregame show, is, hey, you worked with a freshman quarterback.
Hey, you.
How do receivers help along that freshman quarterback? But
remember, you and I watched that game together at Chad Henne's debut up on the photo deck.
Yep. It's going to be McIntyre. It's going to be McIntyre. No, it's going to be Chad Henne.
It's against Miami of Ohio?
I think it was. And was that a Roethlisberger
team?
I think it was right
before a Roethlisberger era, right before, right after. I forget how it worked.
Next text. I think that it's crazy to expect anything close to elite quarterback play out of a true freshman. Maybe we see glimpses of elite talent, but it's going to be littered with inconsistency. I think next year is when we see a major step. And that's probably more in line with what I think is reality.
I'd be remarkably surprised if he had, quote unquote, elite. If he's anywhere near Trevor Lawrence, then okay, get ready for, you know, the national championship talk to continue. I don't know why you would expect that.
If you look at like Trevor Lawrence and Chad Henne, okay, those guys had NFL receivers. Trevor Lawrence had five guys that played in the NFL running routes for him.
Six.
Chad Henne, was it six? Chad Henne had Breston, Avant, and Braylon Edwards running routes for him. These receivers have probably be better than last year's group, but we'll see how good they are. I think the run game can be really good, but it's a valid point. Yeah, you can do it. It just helps a lot when you have veteran pass catchers to go with.
Trevor Lawrence was a unicorn, was absolutely a unicorn. The only other guy that I can think of recently that stepped up and had that kind of, had sort of a crazy freshman year, didn't start the whole year, and that was Caleb Williams when he was in Oklahoma. Yeah. Remember, he got in, and then there was talk that, wow, he played so well in the limited starts that he had. People were like, he should be considered for the Heisman. Look how good he is.
So, look, and I'm not saying, I'm just, that's why I would tap the brakes a little bit on the high-end expectation. That's all. 248-539-9797. 97 won the ticket.
Let's talk about expectations for your garage door. If it's not working right and you call somebody to come out and fix it, you expect it to be fixed, right? It's exactly what happens when you call Precision Garage Door Service. 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or go ahead and schedule an appointment at your convenience online at precisiondoormi.com. Look, if your garage door is running slow, or it's making loud noises, or maybe it's just gone kaput altogether, give them a call today and they will diagnose the problem. They will fix the problem right there on the spot. And if you need a brand new garage door down the road, they can get that for you as well. They're amazing. I've used them both for maintenance and when I need new garage doors altogether. Lots of years in between there. I've got a great history and great relationship with Precision Garage Door Service, and I think you should give them a call if you need their services. Again, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR or schedule that appointment online at precisiondoormi.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Read a text from somebody about Chad Henne being the last freshman to start. There was Tate Forcier and Denard Robinson in between, but this guy's expecting, was hoping for Henne-like numbers. Look, I think what you got to keep in mind when you have a freshman at quarterback, the number one goal each and every week is to win the game. Just find a way to win the game. And that seems to me to be the don't get lost in the numbers and all that, because there's going to be shares of struggles. And we'll see what comes out of it. But I think that the offenses he will play around, this will be the least talented offense he will have in his 3 or 4 years at Michigan, whatever it may be. Meanwhile, Michigan State, they're taking on a Western team that their coach, Lance Taylor, they've adopted a philosophy. They want to have a lot of grit. They want to have a lot of grit at Western Michigan.
You want to be like the Tigers?
Yes, right. They have 33 transfers and 14 freshmen, so 47 new players, which makes it a difficult scout.
It's college football.
And they've got two quarterbacks, Brock Lowry, the Indiana transfer, who played 4 games at Indiana a couple years ago and was actually throwing practice passes to Donovan McCulley, who's now at Michigan. But the current Western Michigan offensive coordinator, Walt Bell, took him when he left Indiana, went to Western, and took the Brock Lowry kid with him. And then they got Brady Jones, a kid, junior college kid who threw for 1 million yards in junior college. And they're both going to play this week. First weeks, you know, I mean, look, there's great excitement for teams. I don't know that you overlook opponents in week one, both Michigan and New Mexico. You're just so excited to be on the field that your attention is, you're on high alert at all times because, hey, it's real bullets now, right? So I don't expect any any first weekend upsets for either of these teams.
Well, there's no reason for Michigan State to be chesty after what happened last year, right? Everything has got to be businesslike. They better be businesslike.
Yep.
And for Michigan, you're starting over in a lot of ways. So, again, no reason to be chesty. I mean, you can feel you've got a superior roster, which you clearly do, but you got a new guy running the show. Going to take some time.
Yep. 248-539-9797. You want to keep talking college football, your expectations for the Wolverines and the Spartans this coming season. News out of Ann Arbor yesterday, Bryce Underwood officially the starting quarterback in East Lansing. They're getting ready for year two under Jonathan Smith. And can they make that three-win jump the way he did, went from 2-10 to 5-7 at Oregon State? A lot of new parts there as well. Both teams looking to improve in the offensive line. Lions, the cuts, well, they've trickled in on day one. And, you know, that speaks to the how well that they have done drafting, that when a draft pick doesn't make it, it's a little bit surprising. Broderick Martin and Hendon Hooker both were released, or the reports were that they were going to be released yesterday. But Scott, I mean, that was still part of a great draft, and this is going to happen. This is going to be, there's not as many seats as there used to be, because this is a team that's trying to win a Super Bowl and the talent level's gone way up. Reported today that Deron Gilbert, the linebacker, who's also a Detroit native, Dave Burkett, saying he has now been waived. So the names continue to trickle in.
Yeah, and Gilbert's not a surprise. A lot of these names have not been surprises, but there have been three or four that make you raise an eyebrow and go, oh, okay, interesting. Yep. See what that means, you know, because you start to look at, well, how many wide receivers are going to carry? If they're not going to carry Jackson Meeks, is that limited to five wide receivers they're going to carry?
Yep.
You know, with the fifth one, is that going to be Lovett? You know, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, Lovett, I think it bodes well for Lovett that Meeks got let go.
I guess that would be, if they carry six, it might be Lovett. Because if you're thinking of Tim Patrick.
Khalif Raymond.
Tesla.
Yeah, he'd be the sixth.
So.
I don't know if they can afford the roster spot. The one thing that Dan Campbell said last week that you have to keep in mind is because of all the injuries on defense last year, it really impacted them. And they might save the last couple of roster spots for defensive players. And whether or not there is no news to report on Za'Darius Smith yet today. I know a lot of people have been monitoring that situation, but there's nothing new to report yet. The only thing is that Jeremy Fowler said the teams have checked in on him. Contending teams have checked in on him. So there is that, something to look for any news there, because I just feel like Detroit fans still worried about that edge rusher opposite, or they say they're worried about the edge rusher opposite. Remember we did that template thing last week and we said, what's the biggest concern for this team? Not one person who responded said edge rusher opposite of Hutch. So I don't know how much it truly is. I think people feel way better about the pass rush when they see Hutch back out there. And they're probably feeling way better because he's, by all accounts, healthy again. That does help. 248-539-9797. All right, Gator. I want to play something for you that I think is going to be rather disappointing.
Oh.
Did you happen to catch Stephanie Mead on Fox 2 the other day?
Likely. I mean, you know, I watch a lot. That's usually the newscast I watch.
Did you see when the topic of college football came up?
I did not. I don't recall.
Okay.
Like on SportsWorks or?
No. It was on Fox. The anchor was Aaron Jordan. And Kang, was it him that tweeted out? Was Aaron Jordan that tweeted out? Is that correct?
Tweet out what?
The Stephanie Mead video?
Yes.
Okay. Here is an exchange between Aaron Jordan and Stephanie Mead on Fox 2 the other morning. Here's a question for the audience. Does your significant other, are they hostile towards football? 248-539-9797.
I think after hearing that, I feel like I need to talk with her about this and find out what the problem is with college.
Yeah, she was specific to college football.
She was specific to college. Does that mean she likes the NFL or and she was specific to all college athletics? It wasn't just football.
Yeah, true.
La 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 la.
Does your significant other not like is that because that wasn't just? It doesn't sound like she didn't like college football. It sounded like she was actually kind of hostile.
To all college sports, but specifically college football. Yeah. And here, I mean, look, she's been here for a few years now. She knows that she's going to have to give weather updates about what the temperature is going to be like in East Lansing, in Ann Arbor, in, you know, Kalamazoo, up in Mount Pleasant, in, you know, Ypsilanti, Ann Arbor area, same thing. So she's going to have to do that. And she knows that. Yep. But I really want to know why is she so hostile?
Well, look, we do the, I mean, this week we're going to have the Gator rant. The Gator rant that came from a topic we did probably about a decade ago now, where, you know, people's significant others don't love football and don't love football season.
Sometimes they don't. Yep. You know, I mean, we'll have advice and ways to you know, try to put a deposit in the bank of goodwill.
Yep.
Gator, would you give Stephanie Mead the speech? I need my time too. This isn't working out. She really doesn't like college sports, specifically college football.
Again, that's why I'd love to have a conversation.
Are you going to change your mind?
No, I'm just curious.
You just want the root?
I just want to know where she's coming from. Why she has this this attitude toward it, and that's fine because I'm sure there are things that she wants and wants to be left alone with.
Well, it's give and take any relationship, right?
Yeah, you know, there's I'm willing to hash it out.
There's certain things that she does that you're not into and vice versa. But I don't know, like whether it's hostility or however to describe it. We want to know if your significant other is hostile towards football.
I mean, I'll help you out this week because the Ohio State Texas game is this week, right?
Yeah.
It's a noon start, right?
Yep.
You know what you should do? Head out to a cider mill.
In the morning?
Go to a cider mill, like, you know, 9:30, 10 o'clock
in the morning. Start?
Yeah.
Is your significant other hostile towards football? 248-539-9797. It's that week, big week, college football starting, NFL right behind it. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.